Welcome to Any Questions. This is Resident Quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions, and I bet he's ready to go. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. I'm excited about this week's show. But before we do that, let's clear up your challenge from last time.
I said, start with the words, two phrases. Change one letter to a P, and you can rearrange the result to spell a six-letter word for a person you see in church and a four-letter word for things you see in church. What are the words? If you change the H to a P, you can spell pastor and pews. All right, Ian, go for it.
Well, Mike, I know you are one. Baseball fans, rejoice! A 60-game season is set to begin next week after COVID-19 delayed the start of the year. There will be no fans and a designated hitter in both leagues. In honor of this delayed opening day, all of today's correct answers will include the word day, but not as the first word.
I see, you're delaying the day. That's very clever, you.
She was mainly raised in Arizona, graduated from Stanford Law School in 1952, and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009, 3 years after retiring. Who is she?
She is Sandra Day O'Connor.
That's right. The first female Supreme Court justice, and she actually retired from public life 2 years ago after revealing her diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. Number two. Nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture, what 1975 film directed by Sidney Lumet includes exterior shots at a Brooklyn bank?
That is, I will admit in public, a movie that is on my to-be-watched list. That is Dog Day Afternoon.
That's right. Yeah, you've got to get the origin of the Attica chant.
Yeah, right.
Reynolds Woodcock, Daniel Plainview, William Cutting, Hawkeye, and Abe Lincoln were all portrayed by what now retired actor?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
That's right. And although he's just 63 years old, the three-time Best Actor Oscar winner hasn't acted since 2017's Phantom Thread, that's Reynolds Woodcock, he told Variety, quote, "The impulse to quit took root in me, and that became a compulsion. It was something I had to do." Number four. And bear with me here, will you? Number four.
Why should I start now?
Also known as Le 14 Juillet, what national holiday this week dates to 1789, about 3.5 years before the beheading of King Louis XVI?
Is that Bastille Day?
It is Bastille Day. And this year, because of the coronavirus pandemic, a military ceremony replaced the traditional parade down the Champs-Élysées.
You can't even storm a castle anymore. I mean, come on.
You can storm. You just have to keep 6 feet. And finally, I think this one's my favorite. Adapted from a 1993 movie, what Broadway musical that debuted in 2016 includes songs like There Will Be Sun, Philandering, If I Had My Time Again, and Punxsutawney Rock?
Privileged to say that I got to see this on Broadway, and it was very, very good. That is Groundhog Day.
That's right. And as a bonus fact, which if you've seen the movie, you will understand, it also includes the songs Day One, Day Two, Day Three, and One Day. Well, Mike Nothnagel had himself a day. He went 5 for 5. How well did you do? Do you like having a runner on second base to start extra innings?
No.
Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit the things that Ian just asked me. I believe there will be some extra credit, as usual, and there's also a challenge, which is not related to the designated hitter. Ian.
Start with the phrase, empty bleachers. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a famous play from the 1600s and a famous last name from the world of entertainment in the 1900s. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.